Hi there, I wanna talk about in this. Let's talk about one of the movies that I watched last night, and its name is Life is Beautiful. In fact, it is an Italian movie, in fact, and genuinely. And I really enjoyed this meaningful movie. I recommend watching this if you haven't watched this yet. And this movie was published in 1997, and it's amazing. One of the amazing thing that I better to say is the combination of the combination of the theme of the tragic, and at the same time the comedian theme. It's amazing. The first half of this movie is a comedy, and makes you laugh and enjoy, and it's about a love between one man, Italian man, and his wife, his future wife, and it's the half of the film. But the second half of the film is tragic. When they get married, they're Jewish. I have to say that, Jewish. And when they get married, they will have a boy. And suddenly, the World War II appeared in the world. And these three people, this family, will become, unfortunately, a slave for the German Nazism. And they send them to the concentrations camp, and they torture them and force them to do thing and burden very heavy stuff like iron and something like that. And the man is very tragic, despite the beginning of the film that was about love and laughing and comedy. This is tragedy about the war, World War II, the Nazis, the concentration camp, and torturing people, especially Jewish, because they were Jewish, and the Nazism hate Jewish and kill them. And he pretend to his boy, to his 7 years old boy or 8 years old boy, that it's just a play, it's just a game, and we wanna win this game. And he tries to keep the boy away from the truth that we are a slave, and he has to. He has to hidden. He has to hide his boy, because when they killed boys and old men and ladies, because they unworkable. They kill them in the gas machines, unfortunately, and he hide him. He hide his boy, and that's amazing. And I don't wanna say the whole story because it spoils the film if you haven't watched this movie. And eventually, he sacrifices his soul for the freedom of his family, his wife that has been separated from them, and his baby, of course. He hide him in one of the caves, and the war has ended, and they kill all of them. And but he tries to escape, and yeah, let's not say the whole story. And I really enjoyed this movie, you know. As I said, the combination of comedy in the beginning, of course, and suddenly the tragedy and war and Nazism and concentration camp is awesome. It's fantastic. I highly recommend watching this movie, and thank you for listening, and bye for now.